We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh, no. With MyBookie and its cash-out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets. Or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag. Have you heard of Gold Belly? I know it sounds weird, right? Gold Belly? Well, it's this amazing website that I order from now all the time, where you can get the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants all across the U.S. And it is perfect for game day, Valentine's Day, any other thing you have going on. Follow me on X and see my video of the Pat's cheesesteaks that I ordered. They were amazing. And my podmaster, Chris, he ordered a gluten-free cake from Daisy Cakes that he says was fantastic. It's for his son, who's on a gluten-free diet. That's the range we're talking about when it comes to foods you can order. Gold Belly has everything from iconic regional favorites to specialized options that you just can't find anywhere else. When you order from Gold Belly and then serve it at your get-together, people are going to say, oh my God, where did you get that? I can't wait to get some Lou Malnati's authentic Chicago deep dish shipped right to my door. And people will say, did you go to Chicago? Whether you're looking to turn game day into an unforgettable experience with friends or want to impress a loved one on Valentine's Day, go to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code ZABE. That's goldbelly.com, code ZABE, for 20% off your first order. That's Gold Belly, your game day go-to. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off your personal data. Name, address, phone number, even details about your family. All being pulled from public records and the internet, and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Plus, they alert you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. But Aura is more than just a data broker removal tool. It's a full digital security suite. VPN, antivirus, password manager, spam call protection, and dark web monitoring for your social security number, bank logins, and passwords. And if your identity is ever stolen, you're backed by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support. Other services charge the same, but only cover one or maybe two areas. With Aura, you get all of it in one simple app. Right now, you can try Aura for free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. Check website for more details. Oh, hell yeah. You know what that music means, everybody. The man has been out calling basketball games for the University of Wisconsin. He's been playing Mr. Mom for his three kids now that he's got more time. We're talking swim lessons, gymnastics, doctor's appointments, here and there and everywhere. Probably some snow shoveling in between. But you know him, you love him, and like me, you miss him. My former morning show co-host, Brian Butch, the 7-foot polar bear. From Appleton, Wisconsin, or Nina, or What are the other places it was?
Grand Chute.
Wasn't there a cross?
You name it.
Wasn't there a crossing in there as well? Part of the Fox Valley?
Fox Crossing.
Crossing, Grand Chute, all the different places. I saw today, Butchie, and how you doing, pal? It's good to see you.
Always good.
I saw today a tweet from, I believe, Grant Bilsey. I think I'm saying that right. Grant Bilsey. That listed the top four cities in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
And it went Milwaukee 1, Madison 2, then La Crosse, and then Wausau. And it left out all of Green Bay / Appleton, and that caused quite the hubbub.
Well, that's what he was trying to do. He does an afternoon show. And then now he's doing I think the Score up in Appleton picked them up as well for their afternoon.
Do you know Grant?
And I was like, now you're trying to score. All you're trying to do is stir the pot there a little bit with that tweet. Cause there's not, that's not.
Do you know him? Number one.
I know of him. I don't know him, okay. But I know of him.
Okay. Is he a known dick or is he like a decent person?
That's a great question. Like I said, I know of him. I don't know that, and I don't listen to his afternoon show, so I don't know.
Fine. So, but is he right about that?
No, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, the argument would be that because there's so many sort of cities and unincorporated burbs mashed together, that you guys don't count as a full city.
No, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So you would agree Madison's number two. Milwaukee, we know, is the number one city. Madison's two.
Yes.
Who's three? Is it Green Bay or is it Appleton?
Or is it called the Fox Valley?
Well, that's the thing. You want to call yourselves the Valley. You want to encompass everybody.
All right, here's my question then to everybody out there for this grant. If you have to go fundraise money, are you heading up to La Crosse area or are you heading up to the Fox Valley? That, to me, is where your third biggest city is.
Got it.
And if you know, but you're coming up to the Fox Valley to fundraise for money. You're not going to La Crosse first.
Right. Well, La Crosse is way the fuck out there. It's all the way on the border.
Oh, it's way out there.
It's way out. Beautiful people, though. Nice town right by the river. But, it's out there. So, question. What's the best place to live in Wisconsin?
Oh, I think it's the Fox Valley by far.
Of course. Ding, ding, ding.
I mean, and there's many reasons. I mean, cost of living's affordable. Like, you can get fired and you could still have a house and keep it. I might know that. Like,
at least for a couple months from what I hear.
Correct, yeah. Okay. I mean, that's the rumor. I don't think they're coming quite yet. They might be, but
Appleton and the Fox Valley used to be I'm doing a little bit of Wisconsin splaining to my broader Zabecast audience because even though many people listening right now are like, Zabe, come on. I listen to the Zabecast and you and Butchie on 97.3 The Game. Stop with it. We know. But a lot of people don't know. So let me explain it. Fox Valley used to be the king of paper production.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they would make the paper products and they would put them on boats and float them on down the Mississippi. Well, it would have to get to the Mississippi, but the Fox River was a big tributary to the Mississippi.
No, that you would go through the bay is what you'd go is you'd go through Lake Michigan.
That's how it was sent out? I thought you guys sent some out down the Mississippi as well. I got to go look at this map right here. Hold on a second.
Yeah, the map. There's no way that the Fox Valley is connected with Mississippi River.
Okay. Well, I thought I saw that on the placard that's right there by the little waterfalls in the heart of downtown Appleton.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. We were at Fratello's.
Yeah, Appleton is also known for being very healthcare-centric. A number of healthcare entities are up there.
Yes.
And so there's a lot going on there, and it's a lovely place, and there's a lot going on. And you can just scoot up to Green Bay, which is about 20 minutes north, and catch the good old Green Bay Packers. And then you can scoot on down to other exciting places like Oshkosh. And see an air show once a year in the summer.
Oh, yeah. EA. Big time. Big time.
I still want to go to that, by the way.
I might have to rent my house out next year.
Yeah, well, you might have to. Rent it this year, lose it next year if you don't get employed again soon. Sorry to be dark. Lake Winnebago as well. I've never heard anyone talk about being on Lake Winnebago. How is it as a lake?
That's because we were supposed to go sturgeon spear hunting or fishing, not hunting. We were supposed to go sturgeon fishing.
On Lake Winnebago?
Remember we were going to do the show on the ice and that sturgeon hunt, sturgeon fishing's right now with the spear and everything. Yeah.
Well, another thing we didn't get to do before we got fired. That's too bad. Yeah. We had big plans for sure. It looks like on the map, Winnebago is the largest lake. You can actually see it as you zoom out of the map of Wisconsin, right there underneath the thumb in the crook of the thumb of Green Bay and that peninsula that goes up towards Michigan.
Yeah, the UP, upper, the Upers. Absolutely, No, it's a nice little spot.
Is Lake Winnebago, is that where they invented the Winnebago camper?
I'm going to say no, but I'm not for sure on that. And that's I should know that.
Winnebago.com is a known brand. In fact, it was such a known brand that whenever I saw sort of a camper mounted onto a Ford F-350 truck chassis, I just always referred to it as, look at that Winnebago. But I have no idea about the company. So anyway.
I don't know where it is either.
All right, I've left you stumped. How you been? Give me an update on the Badger basketball season.
So off to a good start. Was playing some really good basketball. Manhandled Penn State. And I thought they were a really good basketball team. And then all of a sudden, as anything happens in league play, crazy things happen. Lost to USC in what was a close game. You know, in the NBA, Zabe, they talk about a make or miss league a lot. And now college basketball is starting to become that a little
bit.
It really is.
That's not good. That's not good for the basketball purists because it starts with make or miss, and then it becomes what Kobe, Super Sky Point, said was accidental basketball. Remember when Kobe described it that way? That there was no flow, no rhyme, no reason, no concepts, no structure. It was just, well, we'll run around, set a screen, see if anyone's open, and shoot it.
Yeah, so analytics have played a factor in this. The reason I say this, though, is like Wisconsin, USC, the way that they guarded Nick Boyd was they took away the paint, so they forced Wisconsin to kick it out for wide open looks, and Wisconsin missed, and that's why they lost. I mean, they're a team that they've scored 80 points so far in this year. They've been undefeated. If they haven't scored 80, they've lost. Like, that's been the magic number for them. And I just think it was one of those weird games. I said it during the broadcast. I go, this has a feel of the Oregon game. Last year, Oregon, they were up big, and all of a sudden, Oregon had that momentum, and they just couldn't stop them. It had that feeling. It really played out the same way. So I still think this is a really good basketball team. That being said, they've got a very, very important week here. When you look at, well, important probably 2 weeks. They play three games in 2 weeks. They've got Minnesota on Wednesday night at home. They've got Ohio State at home, and then they go to Indiana on Saturday. Those are all three games that are kind of teams that Minnesota's not middle of the pack. They're playing better, but Ohio State, Indiana are both middle of the pack teams. Wisconsin needs to find a way to win those games. So it's a really important stretch here for this Badger team.
But guard runs probably one of the better, more structured offenses in the country. He gets his guys to buy in, right?
Well, there's no question. And John Blackwell didn't play well, which was a big part of that as well. But their ball screen continuity offense that they're running, they're getting out, they're shooting threes, playing faster. All that's in play. But when I say it's a make or miss league, when Nick Boyd's going to his left and he's got 16 or 17, whatever it was in the first half, and USC says, all right, I'm taking your left hand away. You are not driving left anymore.
Right.
And they clog the paint, and they say, we will give up open looks. And they give up open looks, and Wisconsin doesn't drill them. That's where it becomes the make or miss league that they're I'm talking about. Now, I don't think college basketball is all that. I think there's some scheme things. I think there's some things that you can do differently if that happens. But it also was a perfect storm of Wisconsin didn't rebound the ball on the defensive end, And then they're playing a USC team that is number one in the nation as far as free throw attempts at almost 29.
Yeah.
And they fouled too much. So how do comebacks happen in basketball? Well, you score when the clock is stopped. And that's like, so they couldn't make shots. They fouled, which allowed USC to score while the clock was stopped. And now all of a sudden you got yourself a game. And it comes down to Chad Baker-Mazzara, who's 26 years old, making plays down the stretch.
Like, is he really 26? I mean,
oh, yeah, legit. He turned 26 this week.
Yes. Did he play in the G League?
Well, no, he's playing for USC.
I know, but I'm just saying, did he play in the G League? Because now you have to ask, Butchie, about every college kid. Is he a former pro?
I know. It's such crazy. Crap.
I know.
I don't – you know, we've got injunctions and this and that. And the Alabama kid, he got an extra 10 days before his case could even be heard because of the weather. So he got 10 days on top of that because of the snowstorm. Like, that's the whole thing is just, it's
that said, I remember about this time last year when I first heard the name of AJ Dibansta.
Oh yeah.
And I heard about his $8 million reported nil deal. And if I recall, I think I said essentially to you, get the fuck out of here. $8 million. How good can this guy? Oh, shit. I watched some of the Utah game last weekend when he went for 43 on 15 of 24 shooting, including 4 for 5 from downtown. This dude's sick.
Well, was it? But this freshman class probably is the best freshman class that we've seen. The reason I say that, and people say, oh, well, you're just a victim of the moment. No, we've done this long enough. You know I'm not really a victim of the moment type guy. They're doing this against 26-year-olds. They're doing this against freshmen who are 21, 22 years old that have already played professionally overseas.
Bunch of olds. Like
this group, yeah. This group of freshmen, they're doing it against old heads. And that's why I think it's so impressive is a lot of these guys have a European player that's 20 that's technically a freshman, which is very different. Let's just put it that way.
you're trying to be diplomatic. I know you are.
Well, I don't like it, but it is what it is. That's where it is. The goalposts keep moving constantly.
Yeah.
Every week it changes. Every minute it changes. Every day it changes. So, like, nobody knows what the rules are. And here's the thing. Just win, baby, win. And that's what all these coaches are trying to figure out. I was like, I got to find a way to win. Do I love where we're at? No. Even Nate Oates said, I don't love where this is, but my job is to win basketball games. And if there's a way that I could do that, I'm going to try to, you know, make sure that we're doing all the things we need to do.
That said, the Arizona, top team in the country, did hold Dibansta to 6 of 24 shooting in a close win, 86-83. So some pretty good stuff at the top. Are you happy I'm now watching college hoops? Still have one more NFL game to go. You browbeat me all these years. Don't just go blind on college hoops just because NFL's going on. Well, now I'm in.
But that's the thing. The NFL product's getting weaker and weaker. That's just the fact of it. The ratings won't, but the product itself is getting terrible.
I agree. Well, the product and everything in life, Butchie, is getting worse. Not just sports, not just the NFL.
Kingdom that everybody wants to be a part of. And it's not me being salty because I'm still going to watch the NFL. Like,
taste a little salty.
The product itself is bad.
Well, the product, I will say the product the last couple weekends.
Nixon made the Pro Bowl. You can't tell me.
We're going to get to that in a second. The product got a lot better the last two weekends because, get this, they shut the spigot off on all the bullshit penalties, almost all the bullshit penalties. All these safety penalties that are designed for, you touched his face. We're not going to call that. Or taunting, although they did call. They called Reek Woolen for that taunting penalty.
He sure did, yeah.
Oh, the number of people that wanted to fucking kill him, right? And then they won the game anyway. Thank God for him.
Thankfully.
They won the game. Exactly. Yeah, I hear you. So college basketball is great. We're going to come back to the college basketball in just a second because I've got something important to say before we're done here today. And you got to leave sharply at 40 after the hour to go pick up your daughter at where?
She's at school now. So we've got we just came back from swim lessons. We had a school pickup earlier. Then we came home. We got a quick lunch, made some peanut butter sandwiches, cut up some apples, threw some M&Ms on there for the kiddos, you know, and then we went to swim lessons, knocked out swim lessons, came back.
Threw some M&Ms on where?
on their lunch plate. They gave him a little sugar boost there to get through swimming. Oh, yeah. Dad, I'm trying to get some brownie points here.
So a side of M&M's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lunch apples, with just M&Ms, a...
peanut just butter a, sandwich.
Just life a was splash good. Of M&M's on the plate next to their what? Grilled cheese sandwich?
Peanut butter sandwich and sliced apples.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Does mom approve of that?
School. What?
Does mom approve of the M&Ms on the side?
I don't care. It's daddy's time now. Mama don't need to know. Well, mama don't know ain't going to hurt her.
Okay, but you got to keep three young children from spilling the beans. And you know they are notoriously bad at keeping secrets.
Well, what do you think my other two are doing right now? I said, hey, you guys can watch TV. Go upstairs, figure it out. Blake's already knows. He already knows how to turn it on. Now I said, dude, you can't watch the one show you want to watch because you woke up two nights ago with a nightmare. So that show.
what was he watching? Breaking Bad?
Yeah, well, it might have been.
Game of Thrones? The Wire?
All I know is he came rolling in the room scared, and my wife looks at me like, what did you let him watch? I'm like, I didn't do it. Whoa, this isn't me. So now I'm on. Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what he watched?
That was some dumb, like, Hawaiian movie where they were like trying to find on this gold thing. I don't know the name of it. It was extremely weird.
I know that you're the last guy I should ask anything regarding movies, but I'm going to try one more time.
All right.
What was the first movie you can remember that scared the living shit out of you as a kid?
Twister.
Twister.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How old were you?
Legit. I might have been like probably fifth, sixth grade. We were over at all of our families went over to one of our family friends' house. And I don't know what was going on. I don't know why we were there. I don't know. But everyone's like, oh, what? Let's watch the movie Twister. Sure. And yeah.
Okay.
I was like, dude, I'm not going to
that might be a Midwest thing because you're more prone to tornadoes. That's a real, more visceral fear.
Basements. Yes.
Storm cellars.
Yes.
Yes. Those kind of safe rooms, if you will.
Correct.
Chris, you know,
now I need a safe room to escape my family, but that's a whole different story.
You don't have one of those underground bunkers in your
yard. We have a real basement.
Right. Yeah. Which should be good enough. Should be good enough. Yeah. When was the last set of Twisters at touchdown in the Fox Valley, though?
Well, I think 2 years ago we had some. Okay. 2-3 years. Yeah.
Right now you're just absolutely locked in this nipple crushing cold. How cold is it up there?
Oh, it's been minus 20 or, you know, wind chill, whatever. You don't say today's 11. Today's a heat wave. It's terrible. It absolutely, everything about this sucks. And I don't say that a lot because it is what it is. You sign up for this, but it's been like 2 months of sucking and or 2 weeks of sucking. And then I had to go up to the cottage because I blew a fuse. So I needed to get my heater pump room going. Otherwise, I was going to burst a whole bunch of pipes. So that was annoying as can be. But
how did you know the fuse burst in the cottage?
Well, I'm not dumb. I'm not smart, but I'm not dumb. I bought a Wi-Fi heater, and I was like, all right, I'm going to put this Wi-Fi heater on. If the heater's not connected, that means I don't have power. So as soon as I looked at it, you know, I said, okay, we got a problem. Houston, we have a problem.
Can't you just winterize that lake house in order to just let it be for the winter, or you can't do that?
Yeah, we could, but we're back and forth enough, and there's some things we do. And you never know. I might want to go ice fishing one day, Zabe. You never know.
I would go ice fishing with you.
Well, there's a good little spot right where we're at, too. Nice little perch, some crappies.
You'll catch that 3-inch bluegill that Armin caught.
That Armin killed.
Foul hooked him, snagged him through the side of the mouth.
PETA's going to be all over him.
Exactly. I remember I once challenged you that you couldn't fell a tree onto the ice without it breaking the ice. And you laughed at me. And then we went to the phones and people said, boy, you ain't from around here, is you?
Correct.
Wisconsin. And then I was sadly, once I checked it on YouTube, I was like, oh, yeah, I forget how hard frozen the lakes get up there, that it's absolutely not a problem. Probably a good place to knock down a tree onto
that's
a lake,
right? That's what you
do.
I've told you that. That's what you do. You make sure that you put it on the ice because now all of a sudden you don't have to worry about anything else.
And it's easier to slide off the ice to at least stack near the shore.
Correct.
Right? Yeah, Instead of having to pick it up all over your yard. We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh, no. With MyBookie and its cash-out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets. Or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag. So anyway, let's talk about the Packers for a second. Butchie, because I know you're a basketball man, but you love the Packers. Yeah. Grew up going to Packer games back when there was just a Kmart across the street and Lambeau Field was not Disneyland for football. And there was parking lots and there was hibachi grills and Ham's beer that the people brought with them. The old school way to go to games, which you went to more than your fair share as a kid because your dad, being in the grocery business, had free tickets given to him by various vendors, right?
Yep. Absolutely. Right. I went to that 49er game, playoff game in the rain where they won, and then my parents ended up with going with some friends to the Carolina Freeze. But that's when we talk about Packers actually being relevant. Like, I'm so sick of these
Okay, they've been relevant, but I get what you're saying.
I'm so sick of this. I really am. At some point, can Packer fans realize what they are? Instead of sitting around and making it feel like the Packers are the greatest organization around. You want to look at two better organizations? Better go look at Seattle. Better go look at New England. I mean, they've gone back to the Super Bowl sooner. They've had better records. They're more sustainable. They've had quarterback changes, and they're still plugging along. But yet our Packer fans want to say, oh, no, it's the Green Bay Packers. It's the Packer way. We love our Packers. No, how about we get critical of the Packers a little bit so they get their head out of their you-know-what and change something?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. But I know how the organization vibrates, how they feel they are, the structure and everything. Without an owner to make life miserable, Butchie, on everyone in that building, 1265 Lombardi, complacency will become the room temperature.
They are
living at room temperature.
There's no accountability.
Of course not. Well, they squandered most of Rodgers' brilliant career by going to one Super Bowl with him. Squandered that. They were able to hop off of Rodgers onto another nice boat in Jordan Love, who we'll see how good he is when it's all said and done. I'm still a believer, Butchie. I don't know about you, but a really good quarterback in Jordan Love. They step cleanly off of one boat to another, and they continue to underachieve, where the Patriots crash out of the Brady business. They crash out of the Belichick business. They try Mac Jones as an idea, which was not a good idea. They throw him away. They tried Gerard Mayo as a coach. Bad idea, got rid of him. And now they're right back in the saddle again because Bob Kraft may look like a gentle, sweet, old Jewish man, but he's a fucking killer. And he knows how to manage organizations. And he's got an ego and a plane. I don't know if he's got a boat or not, Butchie, but he's a guy who's like, yes, we're going to be accountable. We're the Patriots, is probably what he says. We're not just going to be happy with making the playoffs. Our standard is going to this game every year. Let's get back to it. It's pretty annoying that they're doing this. That's the easy one.
But Seattle... ownership changes. They're like, I mean, you can't tell me that's ownership based always. Like, I mean, they've changed. They've sold it. They're trying. Like, they're all the stuff's in play.
By the way, how about this? Go ahead. The two GMs. Go ahead.
Our former Packer guys.
Yeah, Elliot Wolf. Elliot Wolf, son of the legend, is in New England, And also Schneider was up there in Green Bay before he went to Seattle.
For a long time. So, I mean,
did Holmgren take him with him? I got to think about that. I'll look that one up. If he went with Holmgren to join them. John,
no, but John Schneider's been there a long time now.
Well, I know, but time flies.
Well, no,
you say a long time.
It was funny because I heard Schneider say, yeah, I used to babysit Elliot Wolf, so I know it's been a long time that he's been there. That's for sure. But I just – this is my frustration with the Packers. It's the, oh, shucks, or, oh, look, we have bad luck. Like, I just don't think there's enough accountability within the organization
to
truly evaluate.
Right. He went from the Packers in 96 to the Chiefs as their director of pro personnel. And then became the director of player personnel for the Seahawks in 2000.
Okay.
So, yeah. Anyway, the larger point is you're right about Seattle. And there's another thing about Seattle. So Seattle was trying to renegotiate Geno Smith's contract. And Geno was like, nah, man, I'm the shit still. Pay me what you owe me. Pay me more. And he put his foot in the ground. And they're like, all right, fuck. We got to get rid of him. Who do we get? And they targeted Sam Darnold. And luckily the Vikings were dum-dums about it. That's called being willing to take a chance, which the Packers seemingly are terrified of taking a chance.
Now, they took a chance with Micah Parsons. That we can agree that's a chance.
But it's like a sure thing chance. They bought the most expensive car on the lot that everybody knew was a really sweet car. And they paid
with the insurance plan.
Yeah, right. They paid retail plus undercoating and clear cut, all the shit. Like, it's expensive money and two first round picks. Okay. Yeah. So it's not that. Also, did you know that their coach fired their OC after last year, even though they won 10 games?
Correct.
How about that? We can't even fire a dipshit special teams coach who's been almost dead last every single year. Rich Bisaccia, he's still here. Why haven't they gotten rid of him yet? It doesn't look like they're going to get rid of him either. I mean, it's just amazing.
Rid of him. That's what my thing is. I think this is the problem I have is I don't know if this is always a healthy environment. But I think it's an environment the Packers need to operate in is an environment of fear right now. There needs to be some fear within that building.
There isn't.
If you don't,
there's no owner.
But
bring the fear down because they have to be the asshole every now and then.
Like, and the reason I say that is like, I always say like, Bo was a hell of a coach, but he coached from fear.
Bo Ryan.
You missed a blockout. Bo Ryan, you missed a blockout. Come sit next to me. I mean, it was my senior year. I missed a blockout the first 20 seconds into a game, and he pulled me. And I remember walking by thinking, well, it's my senior year, and he's going to put me back in. But I said, don't ever do that. And he goes, well, then don't ever miss a blockout. And I said, okay, well put, coach.
Like, you told Bo Ryan, quote, yes, don't ever do that, pulling you from a game because you missed a blockout?
It's because it was my senior year. I was like, all right, I got enough equity here to say a little something. And he liked it. He liked that stuff every once in a while.
And he said, then don't miss a blockout.
Yeah. It got him riled up. He liked, you know, I mean, he's a PA guy, right? Like, that's the way they operate.
Got to get your ass out, Butch. You got to stick that ass out and just drive it backwards.
Okay. It was an extremely long, terrible missed free throw, but sure, go ahead.
I'm teaching you how to do basketball. The Brian Butch basketball camps, suitable for all ages, coming your way this summer at a town or gym in the great state of Wisconsin. When do those start up again?
They'll start up here. I'm trying to get a little bit of an earlier start, trying to get some spring stuff going. And
okay, good.
Sweat Equity Basketball, we'll get it going. So,
all right, so back to the Packers. They're a comfortable organization. They are kind of a mom-and-pop organization. They have a new team president in Ed Policy who apparently just doesn't want to rock the boat, doesn't want to tell LaFleur, hey, fire Bisaccia. Like, that's what the team president should do. He probably doesn't feel like he's got the power to do that. Or you'd say, well, now he's meddling. Well, you got to meddle, otherwise these coaches will protect their own guys. Also, when it comes to special teams, did you see that I guess over the last several years, in some nerd metric of expected points added value for high special teams play, that the three worst teams were the Niners, the Rams, and the Packers. Or in other words, the three golden boys of the, you know, offensive genius tree, who were all once in Washington briefly, McVay, Shanahan, and LaFleur. And the thing going around social media is, yeah, these three guys, they don't give two nuclear fucks about special teams, anything about it.
Well, and they might not, but when you look at the Packers, it's cost them. There's no question about that. When you look at the Rams, all you have to do is watch their last game. It's cost them.
Yeah.
And then you look at the 49ers. Now, the 49ers did beat the Packers on a special teams blunder, so I don't know how much that goes about that. But it.
But they also had Jake Moody missing kicks left and right before they had to jettison him.
But they did draft Jake Moody. So, I know. I mean, they tried
to make a go of it. Look, all I know is, it doesn't look like there's any major changes to the Packers.
No.
And there's no vibrancy. There's no one to say publicly, I can't believe these other teams are in the Super Bowl again. And we haven't been since 2010.
Well, and here's the other thing with the Packers. You're talking about that, Zay, but how about all these coaches that are going to now leave for Miami in different positions because you've got, you know, Halfley going there. How about we, I mean, I understand it, but how about Matt LaFleur says no? No.
I don't think
you're not taking him. And come out publicly.
He can't block. They can block lateral moves.
Lateral moves, correct.
Right. And as far as Adam Stenovich, their OC, he doesn't call plays. So he's considered sort of a figurehead type of guy.
But how about there's a little, you know, getting out there. They supposedly there was a meeting and they were trying to figure out who he was going to take. I wonder what that meeting was. To me, my gut says that it wasn't one that says, no, you're not taking him. I don't care if it's a lateral move. I don't care, you know, if it's an elevation. I'm not letting him go.
Yeah.
You know, but that's never going to, it just doesn't happen.
Two summers ago, first day of training camp, we're up there in Green Bay and I opened the show with a rant about, you know what? This would be a good year to win something. I want you guys to actually win something. And I went on for a good amount of time. And, of course, some people gave me the obligatory Wisconsin pushback. Oh, yeah, East Coast boy, what are you talking about? What do you mean? Some of the other sort of pseudo-media fan outlets, I won't name names, also were sort of aghast that I would plant my flag and say that. Well, we're waiting. Who's been more right about that than anybody? Fucking win something for a change.
I will give you that. I'll give you this. And I'm going to leave you with some homework on this because I don't have the numbers exactly in front of me, but I've had this conversation. Look at the last, it's either 5 or 6 years, the record of Wisconsin football and the record of the Green Bay Packers. Most people would say, oh, for sure, Wisconsin football has to be a lot worse just based on what it is. I think those numbers will surprise everybody.
Win-loss numbers?
Win-loss numbers over like five or six years. If you look at the numbers, people will say Wisconsin football, it's terrible. Luke Fickell doesn't know what he's doing, all these other things. And you know, win-loss. I want to say it's almost – both teams are almost 500.
All right, I'm going to your favorite AI search agent, Gronk.
Okay, yes,
Gronk,
go ahead.
3.0 or 4.0. I don't even know what .0 we're on. You're a ChatGPT man.
I am a ChatGPT, and I pay the $20.
Oh, look at this. Month. Look at this. Gronk is experiencing server-related issues. We're working on restoring service as quickly as possible. What are your servers in Oxford, Mississippi, where there's 4 inches of ice on everything around? All right, well, let's just see if Google is open right now, Butchie.
Okay, let's do it. I'm doing my chat right now.
I tried to prompt it in, but it just gave me the results of Green Bay East versus Green Bay West football rivalry. How about that?
Well, that's a good one.
It's a good rivalry. Yeah. All right, here we go. StatMuse. Packers last 5 seasons, That's not that. Well, I guess that can be correct. 13-4, 8-9, 9-8, 11-6, 9-7-1. So yep. those are the numbers right there. And then Wisconsin football last.
Wisconsin football 9-4, 7-6, 7-6, 5-7, 4-8.
Can you add the? Do I dare ask if you can add those up?
I can't.
We don't have time. We don't have time this week.
I don't have the homework done. I will next time I'm on. I will have the homework for you in play. We will pick that conversation up.
Okay. So once we get
what people think,
right? But I don't know if that exonerates either party, either Wisconsin football or the Packers.
For sure it doesn't. But what I'm saying is everyone has the Packers. Well, the point of that was everybody has the Packers on this pedestal of being this elite organization.
Right.
And if you look back at it, the last 3 years, they've been the seventh seed. I don't know why we have a seventh seed in the NFL. Almost, it's like 46% of the teams make the playoffs anyways. It's as bad as the NBA. Why don't we add play-in games to the NFL? How long until we get a play-in game?
Play-in games. Come on, man.
It's coming.
All right.
If the NFL can make more money, they're going to add a play-in game. Mark my words.
All right. This is really what I wanted to talk about. Zabe Vegas is back, and Butchie is coming, we hope. Unless the Badgers are in the Sweet 16, join me, Brian Butch, Paul Charchian, Mr. X, and a commitment that came in today from one Armin Sarian.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hell yeah. Mr. Vegas himself. We're going to be at MGM Grand. We're going to have a Papa Shot tournament, prizes, T-shirts. Winner's going to get a trophy and a grand prize to be determined. And we're going to go up to the Vegas sign, group photo. We're going to go to the Ultra Lounge atop Mandalay Bay. It's going to be an amazing time. And I am out there over my skis, Butchie, because I've got a few soft commits, but no money right now. If you want to bid $64, only 64 people total will be part of this endeavor. So we got to make this happen. Otherwise, could be a financial disaster for your boy. But I'm very happy that you said yes to the dress for me to say I'll be out there. If that's the case. Now, there's an appearance fee for you. There's an appearance fee for Armin. And then Charch is coming down on his own. And don't tell Mr. X about the appearance fee because he'll demand one as well. But I know he's got money, so he can come out on his own. Just leave it at that. All right. Next time, Butchie, we'll have to talk about the unfortunate end days of Giannis in Milwaukee.
You know, it's done. It's time to move on. He said it more or less. I think it's time for the Bucks organization to look forward to it. And the problem was, biggest thing, Zabe, here, the team wasn't good enough this year anyways. And I had told you that a long, long time
ago. Wait a minute. I told you they're going to suck, and you pushed back on me. When they made the trade for Miles Turner, I was like, even with Miles Turner, I'm like, they're still going to suck. They got two guys. This is not NBA jams. This is not 2-on-2. The rest of the team is garbage. All right, Butchie, you're the best. Check out Brian on social media. You've got a new feature called Butchie's Den going on.
Butchie's Den on YouTube. Give it a follow. Trying to get to 1,000 subscribers. Trying to make some fun with that. Throwing some stuff out there every day, daily. There's some longs, some shorts. We'll do some interviews. I'm going to try to see if I can do another one of these with you on there. And we'll just, again, this is supposed to be fun. We're going to have fun
Let's
doing
go. It. Push to 1,000. Everyone follow him on YouTube. I want those numbers up this week. Butchie, go get your sweet girl at school. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
See
thanks,
you,
buddy.
See ya. We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh no. With MyBookie and its cash out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. use the funds on other bets, or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag.